The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, last night at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., I suppose we should call it the Donald J. Trump and JFK Center in D.C., although I don't like doing that, a virtual who's who of Republican politicians lined the red carpet for the premiere of Melania, a new feature-length documentary which chronicles the 20 days around Melania Trump's return to the role of First Lady. The feature will launch in cinemas almost worldwide today. Dee Reddy is going to tell us more about the film in a few minutes' time. But first, let's have a listen to Jimmy Kimmel talking about it overnight.
I have no idea if this movie is any good or not, but I will say I've thoroughly enjoyed Melania's press tour. Fox News in particular, they've really been able to show us a side of this woman that we have not seen.
Can I ask a question I've been dying to ask?
Yes.
But it's good, you're going to think that it's kind of I mean, you all might think it's a kind of a weird question, but I've always been curious, what is your favorite time of day?
I've always wondered that, too. What is your favorite time of day? Is it 10? Is it 2:15? Only the softest of balls for our First Lady. What's your favorite time? Her favorite time of day is any time Donald is taking a nap. Man, oh man, Amazon shelled out $40 million to make this movie and another $35 million to promote it, which is so much more than probably any documentary ever. But a spokesperson for Amazon said, we licensed the film for one reason and one reason only, because we think customers are going to love it. And then she laughed and laughed until they had to carry her away.
Jimmy Kimmel on Melania, the movie. Amazon really did shell out a huge amount of money for the making of this and for the rights and all the rest of it. But what are the expectations for it at the box office? Dee Reddy, podcaster and cultural commentator, is on the line. Dee, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
I'm sure you didn't get up early to have a look at some showing of this in some cinema somewhere. But what do we know of it so far?
I can sure tell you I didn't. Well, it is directed by a director named Brett Ratner, someone who is not really known for prestige documentary making films. He would be best known for his involvement in the Rush Hour franchise with Chris Rock and Jackie Chan. And his last, I suppose, big box office success would have been back in 2014 with Hercules. Following that, he sort of disappeared from the public eye in America anyway, because he was subject to a number of very serious allegations of sexual assault and sexual abuse by actresses that had worked with him. So that would have been all part of the Me Too movement that was playing out at the time. Since then, he relocated to Israel for a while. He's been palling about with Benjamin Netanyahu, who actually brought him as his guest to a 2023 United Nations address. And he was connected to the documentary through a guy called Mark Beckman, who's an advisor to Melania Trump, and who had a previous working relationship with Ratner and has praised him as one of the most talented directors of our lifetime. So maybe Beckman has greater insight into Ratner's directorial prowess than we do, Pat.
Now, this movie itself, we know little of it except the trailer. I mean, the trailer is just nice pictures, really, of Melania doing bits and pieces, you know, looking
sure.
glamorous. That's all it seems to be.
I mean, as a former model, that is something she is indeed very good at, to be fair. I think it was in the clip that you played there. What's extraordinary about this is the money that Amazon have paid around it. It's pretty unprecedented for a documentary film. So by contrast, I think it was the New York Times kind of did the figures on this. They're saying that it was $35 million that has been invested in just the marketing of this picture. So to give you an idea of just how unusual that is, CNN Films produced Orgy B, which was a portrait of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, back in just only a couple of years ago. And they basically spent, for the entire film was made for about $1 million. And that promotional budget got an awards campaign that helped it land two Oscars. The promotional budget included with the production budget made was about $3 million, let's say. And it was put into 34 theatres in the US and expanded into 432 locations over several weeks.
Now, do we know anything about the genesis of this movie? I mean, is it a cobbling together of footage that was being taken by many other people and that therefore they had to buy the rights of all this footage? Or was it a crew that accompanied her in those 20 days to everything she did and therefore a dedicated crew for the movie, which means they had their own footage, didn't have to pay for rights, but it would have been expensive to have a crew everywhere with her during that period?
Yeah, well, there was a crew that basically decamped to Mar-a-Lago to spend time with her there. So they would have shot their own footage. I would imagine for the more historical stuff in terms of going back, looking about her, you know, her earlier days. That isn't the focus of this documentary. So most of the footage we're going to see, or if people choose to watch it, they will see, will be new footage that has been shot by this crew for sure. Mm.
Now, what is the prediction for box office revenues from this?
Well, it was being reported in the UK press yesterday that a princely total of one ticket had been sold in advance of this. I think they did slightly better in Ireland. There was 7 tickets as of yesterday that have been sold. Now, I will say, I do know at least 3 of those are by journalists that I know who were planning to go to review the film. So I don't know that that reflects particularly well on the box office ambitions. It is extraordinary how wide they are distributing this film, considering that the likes of Amazon are just simply not putting films into cinemas. This has actually been put into 3,300 cinemas, exactly, or even more than that, which is extraordinary. One for a documentary and two for a film that is being produced by a streamer.
Now, it's interesting. I presume that it'll eventually end up on Amazon Prime or Prime. I think they dropped the Amazon now. Prime TV, they're calling it. It'll eventually be free of charge to Prime subscribers.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the way these things usually work. It could well be, though, that they try and earn a bit more of that fee that's been paid to Melania back by making it available initially as one of those films that you can rent.
Now, she says it's not really a documentary. It's more a work of art.
Well, I suppose she would say that. I think to that clip, when you have somebody who is exec producing, who is so heavily involved in a documentary on their life, it does become harder and harder to refer to it in strict documentary terms, doesn't it? Because there is that sort of lack of editorial remove or journalistic integrity to the whole thing.
By the way, there was a post going around allegedly from Donald J. Trump claiming that he was going to mandate all schools to screen this. That turns out not to be true. Fact-checking, I see a thing online. Beware supposed Trump post claiming Melania movie will be mandatory viewing in history classes. It went, any universities that refuse to teach this masterpiece will unfortunately see their funding disappear. But it turns out that was a hoax.
Would it surprise us, though? I mean, I was interested this morning. There's a fantastic series called Documentary Now! ! Always feel that. And Helen, it's a satire. It's a parody of documentaries, famous documentaries over the years. It's hosted by Helen Mirren. Until very, very recently, I used to watch it on Amazon Prime. And I just noticed this morning, I was curious to have a check to see whether this brilliant parody of documentary filmmaking is still available on Prime. It doesn't look like it is in Ireland anyway, as of this morning.
Because they'd certainly have to include this latest effort for Melania. But it seems that it is deliberately trying to construct an image for her. I mean, in one clip, she says to her companion, together with like-minded leaders, we have a voice. I can't do her accent, I'm sorry, but that's what she says.
No, it probably wouldn't reflect well on either of us if we tried to. It's bizarre because she certainly in this second presidential incumbency, she has definitely not been as forward-facing, I don't think, as she would have been in the first term. The first term, it felt like she definitely kind of followed the general or expected path of a first lady. This time, she is rarely seen in the White House, only for the kind of big events. But she has done a number of speaking engagements or kind of direct engagements with either the press or the general public in a way that I suppose you haven't seen. It is curious as to what they might be trying to do there or what she might have ambitions for in terms of her own legacy or public persona.
It's extraordinary. It's reported that Ivanka Trump has a nickname for Melania, which is the portrait, because she says nothing most of the time. So she's just all vision, no sound. But what perplexes me is that she's been a long, long, long time in the United States, and yet her command of English is fairly poor for someone who's been there that long.
And that's another curious one as well, Matt. I saw a kind of long clip of an interview with her years ago. We're talking like 20 years ago, when maybe more, when herself and Trump were initially a couple before they married. And it seems that she had as good as, if not slightly better, command of the English language then. So maybe it is something that she feels gives her a little bit of distance from having to be in the public eye, that she can kind of just sit back and take it all in. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to clarify what Melania said about it not being a documentary. She said it's a creative experience that offers perspectives, insights and moments. And the director, in trying to explain where all the money went, he said he spent more money on music for this than he did in on his other adventures. And then he said 80 people on the first day of shooting in my crew. That's not unheard of in a documentary. You see, you put the money on the screen.
Yeah, I mean, the point that he makes there about music licensing, I don't think holds a huge amount of water. The kind of budget we're talking here would be if you were making a documentary about a really, really famous musician and you needed to buy rights to their music. That's not the case here.
All right, Dee. Well, We can't wait, but we will wait until it's freeze dreaming.
I think I'm quite happy to wait, Pat.
All right, Dee Reddy, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talks. The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.